Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I've come along today to Home Instead, and I'm here with Andrew Van Paris and Sheena Van Paris. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
And on Sunday, October the 1st, it was International Older Persons Day. What does that mean to you, Sheena, and what are we going to investigate today?
Right, well, International Older Persons Day, it's an annual event, happens every year. It is a global event, so it happens worldwide, but it's particularly important to us because obviously we do look after older people, but we also recruit older people as well. The title for this year's event is called Stepping into the Future, Tapping the Talents, Contributions and Participation of Older Persons in Society. So that's the title of the event. And it's all about enabling and expanding the contributions of older people in their families, communities and societies at large. So it's very much about looking at the benefits that older people can make to society. And it's not just about, you know, grandparents sitting at home and we're looking after them. It's also about older people still making a difference in our societies and our communities.
And so have you got staff and caregivers that maybe have should have retired, or, you know, according to the age 65, should have, you know, gone home and done what we imagine to do in retirement?
Absolutely, yes. And there's one particular caregiver that I know very well, and she's called Maureen, and she's 68. So she didn't want to retire at 65. She wanted to keep going. So she had a very, you know, fulfilling career working at the Yorkshire Post. And she came to see me and she said, I want to keep going because I feel lonely. And I'm somebody, you know, I want to keep meeting people. I don't want to sit at home doing nothing. And she's fantastic. She's supporting our clients every day.
Well, we're going to meet Maureen very shortly and find out how she's been going. She's been with Home Instead for a month now. But first, we'll come back to you, Andrew. Is this something that you think happens a lot? Do you think at 65 many people are really ready to just stop and retire?
As we're progressing as a society, we're living longer. So people at 65 now are much more active than they were 20, 30 years ago and are not really ready to retire. So we do find that we have people of that age group approaching us wanting to actually give a little bit of something back in a really rewarding job after they've already had their career. And for us, that's fantastic news because we find that older people have so much positive life experience and they can turn that experience into being an absolutely wonderful caregiver, supporting even older people. They can just have that connection, and that combined with the caring attitude that our staff have, it's just a great match.
If there's somebody out there who thinks that sounds like me, I fall into that category, maybe they're a little while away from retirement, or they have already and, like Maureen, are a little bit bored and want to do something else, can they get in touch with you at Home Instead?
Yeah, just give us a ring on 01423 774490. Ask to speak to myself, Andrew, or to Sheena. I'd be happy to explain, you know, what the role is all about. This might well be the job for you.
So on Sunday, across the UK, we celebrated Older Persons Day, and Home Instead have been having a little think about this, and of course they support people across the community, the area of Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk, with a whole variety of different care needs. And I'm here today to meet one of their caregivers, Maureen Shackleton. Hello.
Hi there.
Now, you haven't actually been a carer for very long. About a month you've been with Home Instead. Tell me what's happened to you over the past year or so and that has brought you here.
Okay, yeah. I used to work in an office and I retired last September. Since then, I've decorated the house, tidied the garden, done all the jobs that you've been promising yourself to do for years. I never run out of work. I need to broaden my horizons and get out there and make new friends.
So retirement wasn't what it's kind of made to be, really, for you?
No, not really. Yes, I enjoyed staying in bed for the first month, but after that I started to feel twitchy and I wanted to get out and do things. It's been a bit of a disappointment, and I'm ready now for a new challenge.
So you decided to sack off retirement,
yes,
and you have become a caregiver with Home Instead. And
that's
you've been
right.
here for a month. How's it gone?
It's gone exceptionally well. I'm quite excited because I've made new friends, both ladies and gentlemen. I get out every day. I travel around the immediate area of Harrogate, which is absolutely beautiful, so I'm getting out. I'm meeting people, I'm doing things, and I'm making people happy, and that's a very important thing. Making them happy makes me happy.
Can I ask you a question, Maureen? How old are you?
That's a very personal question for a lady, but I'll answer. I'm 68.
You are 68, which retirement age is normally 65, is
yes.
that right? So do you, is it ever... Because you're going to care for people in the community who are older, does that ever sort of help? Because you're a very similar age maybe to some people you're
yes.
going to care for.
Yes, yes, it's easier to relate to people because you've got similar life experiences, and really you know where they're coming from and you know what their expectations are now because they're the same as yours.
So would you have any advice for somebody then if they maybe are in a similar position to how you have been over the past year, if they've retired and they thought, oh, it's going to be lovely and relaxing and have all this time, and actually it's a little bit boring and they
it
want
is.
To get back out there.
It is.
What would you say to those people?
It's a time to make new friends and find new horizons and get out there. And it's also a great opportunity to put something back into the community. And I think it's ideal just helping somebody through their part of the day, even if it's only for an hour, because that person is happy and comfortable again, and looking forward to what the rest of the day brings.
Fantastic. Maureen, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck with your Home Instead career to come.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying it here at Home Instead.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.